Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going pretty good back here in Michigan.
How was the flight home?
It was pretty good. I had two entertainment legends on my plane. And I use legends lightly. But Andy Dick was number one. And he was sober, apparently. And number two was someone most people would not be familiar with, which is why I use the legends title so lightly, but Don Dokken from the 80s hair band Dokken. And he was in Coach, and he looked like shit.
I would not recognize that name.
Well, they did some, like, I think it was some, like, insurance company commercial recently where they were like, and would 80s hair band Dokken say something? Like, it was one of those commercials where there was out of nowhere, just there they were. But, yeah, they were okay. So that was a highlight of the ride home. Other than
did you get to talk to him?
No, I decided not to. I was going to try to catch Andy when I got off the plane, but he was in first class and I was already all the way in the back. So he was long gone by the time I got off the plane.
You should have said, like, hi to Dokken at baggage claim.
They were in my, like, layover city. So,
I see.
Yeah. I could have talked to Dokken, but he seemed like he was in a bad mood.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, 80s hair metal legend Don Dokken having to fly Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably not one of his finer days.
Yeah, and he was going to a gig in Escanaba, Michigan, which is way up in the Upper Peninsula, and nobody lives there. So it was probably not a great gig either.
He's probably not even playing to old Dokken fans. He's playing to fans of that commercial.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've seen you on TV.
Play the song from the commercial.
Is the Geico guy here? So anyway, this episode.
I think it's safe to say it was the biggest upset in challenge history.
I could not fucking believe my eyes.
Me neither. I had to rewind it a few times.
Adam, you fucked up, man.
Big what? Time.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice. He took the blue ball back to the holder and then grabbed another blue ball.
Yeah, he just did not get the concept of the game, apparently, and he fucked up twice. And that literally cost them the game. Although, when CT was trying to carry him up the thing, I think they probably would have been better off if he just let Adam do it under his own power.
Perhaps, but by that time, CT had just completely lost faith in them, clearly.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to have to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty shocked.
I couldn't believe it, man. I could not believe it.
CT was going in with the utmost confidence. Maybe he didn't give it 100% because he thought they had it in the bag.
CT, like, had all his balls across. He was done.
All right. Yeah, he did a good job.
They were waiting on the last two people, one of them whom, like, had, like, internal bleeding and was probably, like, half dead trying to climb up that hill.
Why didn't CT take advantage of his size advantage more and run into people more?
I guess. I don't know.
I want to know what the stipulations of, like, the rules of interference were, because could CT have run up and stopped Tyler from getting up the thing, or what?
Yeah, just, like, put his foot on Tyler, because that was kind of their plan of, like, okay, you hold down CT, and then I'll just try to deal with Adam. Wasn't that, like, or that was before they even knew what the game was, so that doesn't count. But, you know, it's the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there must have been something where you couldn't, like, just sit on the person.
Yeah. To be fair to Adam, Tyler, I think it was Tyler screwed up the ball thing too, but only once.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it got confusing. But
And then, like, Adam clearly was able to catch up, which means that if he hadn't fucked up to begin with, he could have potentially been like the first one done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he blew it for him. No question about it.
Oh my God, I could not believe it. Like I remember I just sat there watching the rest of the episode like in a fog. Like, what the fuck just happened? Why am I still sitting here?
MTV really set us up to believe that Tyler and Johnny were getting destroyed and Adam and CT were going to the final.
Yeah, you're right.
We believed it the entire season. They pulled the wool right over our eyes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. But
Well, it's what they had to do because, like I said, CT is like their ace, like that they have in their back pocket, and like they can't let us think that he's not going to make it all the way through this damn thing, that the one piece of action is going to be him getting fucked over.
I'd be very surprised if CT wasn't on next season.
You think he's coming back?
For sure. He seemed to have a really good time on this season. He was professional and he was a good sport. Like he was consoling Adam after they lost, and he didn't seem too broken up about it. He was shocked, but he was not a poor sport.
No, I agree. You're right. I hope to God that the next season is the duel three.
So he can punch Adam again?
No, because the duel is the one where you're not necessarily on a team. You're kind of just playing for yourself. Sometimes there are like guy girl teams where you're paired up, but yeah, because in duels, that's when all of the old favorites will be like, all right, I'll come in for this one, because you don't have to worry that you're going to be chained to Big Easy for the final. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like as long as I can run fast, I'll be okay.
Yeah, it would be nice to see all out. Everyone for themselves kind of challenge next time.
yeah, really. Cause can you imagine some of the faces that we'd get? We'd get all the strongest players.
Durrell would probably be back.
Probably.
He said that would be the only thing that would bring him back.
Same with Mark Long.
Mark Long's 50 years old.
Yeah, but he's still in good shape. He wouldn't be a contender. I constantly see him at the gym.
You really do?
Yeah.
Do you talk to him?
No.
Why not?
Why didn't you talk to Don whatever the fuck?
Because he's not on the challenge. I don't have a Don Dokken podcast.
It's hard at the gym. You're when you interrupt someone at the gym, you're really interrupting something, you know?
Well, you got to stake it out and get him on the way in or the way out.
That's true.
Don't fuck around, Ryan. You're the one talking about getting somebody on here. Mark Long is... He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
that's true.
Way over the hill. I wonder what he does for money.
If you keep trash talking him like this, Jordan will never come on.
He's not listening. What gym is it? 24 Hour Fitness?
Yeah. But, yeah, maybe I'll just wait around in the locker room for him.
Yeah. Take a look at his dork.
Anyway, yeah. So, duel two, or duel three, I'm crossing my fingers for next season. Mm-hmm. I'm not even crossing my fingers for any, like, winners or losers of this season. It's already over, in my opinion. It's like...
You don't care anymore?
I guess I want Mike and Leroy to win. And, Mike and Leroy to win, Jen and Mandy to lose.
Yeah. I was confused at the beginning of the final challenge. Is there a girl team and a guy team that gets the full prize?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I want Cara Maria and Laurel to win. And I'm torn because since it's a rival season, I hate at least one of the members of each team.
Yeah, it's like I want Kenny to win, but
yeah,
I want Wes to lose.
Yeah, I want Kenny to win, and I want Leroy to win. But
I think I want Kenny and Wes to lose, because Kenny's won before and he's won a lot.
That's true.
I want to see Wes. I don't want Wes to rack up too many wins.
It'd be cool to see Leroy win his first challenge and immediately launch himself into all-star status.
Fucking A, man.
So they get another text that says they're going to, where was it?
I forget.
Another South American country for inexplicably after 2 days. Patagonia.
What the fuck is the point of all of this? Why are they?
Why is MTV? Why don't they make the? You know, it cost them at least like, I don't know, $25,000 in airline costs and like getting these places just to get all these idiots there plus the crew. Why not just add that some money onto the final challenge?
Yeah, I don't know. They're because no one's tuning in to see the exotic locations. You know.
You know, honestly. They could just be telling us that they're at these different places and we wouldn't know. All the challenges just take place in a lake or near some woods.
That's true. That's true. My public education didn't do much for me geography wise.
I have no idea where Patagonia is.
There has to be a reason. You know, there has to be a good reason for why they're moving these people around.
Tax reasons.
Maybe it's like another incentive for them to like come be on the show, you know?
You get to travel the world.
Exactly. It's like, all right, you come here, you're guaranteed you have the potential to win money, you're guaranteed the potential to see like three different blah blah blah. So, you know, some travel is important to some people.
Maybe they give them I'm sure they get a few days off to go see the sights and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, this as I'm watching it now, the Patagonia, like it does look pretty cool. They have this cabin right on the lake in this big valley of mountains and stuff. It looks like a pretty cool place to hang out.
But at the same time, isn't it like fucking freezing where they are?
It appears that it would be, but Tyler's going swimming.
I guess it's like maybe it's a heated pool, but we need.
Well, they're in the lake, so I'm guessing it's not heated.
Oh, well, fuck, man. We need, like, they need to be in somewhere where it's so fucking hot. You can't even stand the thought of the idea of keeping, like, a shirt on.
That's why there was so much nudity on the island.
Seriously. They're doing it all wrong.
Yep. I don't want to see people in sweatshirts, for Christ's sake.
I know, right? This is the challenge, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. The challenge.
Well, once they got to Patagonia, they had another Cara Maria trying to stand up for herself situation, which she did a better job this time. She didn't cry, and I wouldn't say she stuck it to Wes that great, but she at least, like, she stuck it to him in the way that she said, you just dumped a 2-liter bottle on my head, and you say that I'm immature. So that's the best she could do, but it made Laurel proud of her.
She did all right, you know.
She felt good about herself afterwards.
So MTV had a successful Cara Maria character arc.
Mm-hmm. She built up her self-esteem, and now she can go into the final challenge with a full head of steam.
Good, good. You know, like, that's like, I'd be completely fine with Laurel and Cara Maria winning or Paula and Evelyn winning.
I don't want Paula and Evelyn to win. I've always hated Evelyn, and I've always been lukewarm on Paula.
No, I'm on their side this time around. Paula's kept her shit together, and she's certainly fucking worked for it, dude. You have to give her that.
Do we know why or what they Jen and Tyler ate to get food poisoning?
No.
What bad timing. They just I wonder if it was some local cuisine or something that nobody else wanted to try. And they just, they put themselves right out of the game. Although they,
It is weird that only the two of them got food poisoning, you know?
Yeah, it would seem like they would have like a cook or something that would kind of feed everybody the same thing.
Yeah. And then if someone were to go down, the entire cast and crew would go down, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, shut down production for an entire week.
Yep. So, they're both shitting and puking their brains out, but, you know, they're warriors. and they have to keep going, but it's definitely going to cost both of them the challenge. But did we really believe that either of those teams were contenders? I guess Tyler and Johnny had a chance, but I don't think that they would win.
I think there was potential for Johnny and Tyler. God, I hate to say that. Well, like, I hate to say this, but at this point, it seems like the odds are in, like, Kenny and Wes's favor. Although we do see Wes, like, on the ground writhing in pain.
Well, and Wes shit the bed on his last challenge on Fresh Meat 2, where Mandy fucking outran him.
You're right, with his leg cramps or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. And you just think about how you feel after you've been, like, diarrheaing and puking all day. Like, he's got no fluids in his body. He's got no food in his body. No energy whatsoever. And he's going to go run a marathon. He's finished. So is Jen. I mean, we don't even need to talk about Jen.
Yeah. Jen was finished, like, the day she got off the plane.
Right.
First day of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But
we finally got to the final challenge here. And I liked the very first thing was the going underwater with the boat thing. That seemed pretty fun.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Although I was surprised people let go. Like, I would just hang on no matter what until my lungs were, like, on fire. Because think about what if you let go 100 yards too early? Think about the head start. Think about how long it takes to swim that far.
No, you're absolutely right. Hanging on was key. Laurel fucking killed it when it came to hanging on.
Yep.
She was, like, the only one to kind of, or the one person to kind of make it the furthest, it seemed.
I think Johnny and Tyler both hung on till the end, didn't they?
I feel like Tyler's grip gave out, and then when he went off, Johnny might have lost his grip.
I think they both went off at the same time.
But yeah, that was a cool thing where it's like, if you can perform this simple task of just hanging on, you will have a considerable head start.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they were allowed to, like, if since Laurel hung on so long, if she was allowed to jump in the boat and go pick up Cara Maria.
I don't know. It didn't appear that way.
That would have been cool.
I feel like I would try to, like, time it out and do, like, the three deep breaths, like the and then take, like, a giant deep breath of water while I was going under and ruin the entire challenge for me and my partner.
Just, like, fill your lungs up and have to be sent to the hospital right away.
Uh-huh.
Now, is this one, if someone gets sent to the hospital, can the other person keep going?
You know,
like, with the ruins?
That's a decent question, but I do not think so. I think it's more of, like, a fresh meat kind of thing where, because, I mean, Mandy couldn't go on without Wes when he had his, well, he didn't go to the hospital, though. But I'm pretty sure if your partner goes to the hospital, you're out.
Yeah, you're probably right. So Mandy's fucked.
Although on Cutthroat, multiple people were out of commission and
Cutthroat, yeah. But yeah, you're probably right. I have a feeling both people have to make it through. Otherwise, like, if I were Leroy, I'd kick Mike's kneecap off in the first leg of the race and just be on my way.
Yeah.
The
kayaking was absolutely pathetic for most of these teams. Do they not? I mean, I know most people, probably a pretty high percentage, haven't kayaked before, but I feel like you should be able to figure it out that you need to be in sync with each other and the basic, like, physics of how to steer a boat.
Yeah, seriously. Like when Leroy and Mike jumped in, and Leroy was like, all right, I'm going to be pushing back here, and then you steer up there. It's like,
That's the complete opposite of what you do.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, you steer from the back. That's where the rudder is.
But, and, like, even, like, Kenny and Wes getting in the boat backwards.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't this working?
Yeah. Idiots. This was kind of one of those times where I felt like I did when I was, like, 10 years old watching Guts or Legends of the Hidden Temple, where I was like, these fucking kids suck. I could fucking kick all their asses. That's exactly how I felt about this kayaking, because
I agree. I feel
I've been kayaking for a long time with my dad every so often, He has a kayak, a two-man kayak. So I feel like I would take the lead, and we'd have a pretty considerable head start.
I have never once kayaked. I feel that if you and I were in the boat in that race, we would have done just fine.
Yeah.
It's like, first step, don't panic. Mm-hmm. When the first stroke doesn't go so well, don't flip the fuck out, Jen.
Yeah.
Just fucking get your shit together. Find out what works.
Well, Laurel and Cara Maria had the right idea. Like, they're completely in sync with each other. They just, I'd say they killed the first leg of the race.
Another thing is, like we've said, odds are most of these people probably haven't kayaked before.
They did on that one challenge earlier in the game, but they didn't have to actually. They were just going down a river, so there was more.
Exactly, and like the amount of time that I've had to watch these people fucking kayak in these shows over the past seasons, like. If you don't get the experience necessary just from those times, you should at least know that, you know what? They bust out those kayaks pretty often.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a class.
Yeah, you got to prepare for these challenges like people on Survivor. Like, they're always trying to figure out how to make fires without matches and stuff before you go on the show. And you're an idiot if you don't.
And, if you walk into one of these shows and it's like, I don't really swim. I am afraid of the water. It's like, why did you get on the fucking plane, man?
Yeah.
Because you know there's going to be a water challenge somewhere. Even if the season isn't set on a lake, they're mm-hmm. still putting you in the water. They'll put you in a pool of snakes.
Yeah.
If they're not on a lake.
Yep, you're going to be in the water. You should practice long jumping because there's going to be a lot of that. A lot of long jumping over cliffs. And kayaking. Those are the three staples of all these challenges.
And you should, like, hit the cardio
mm-hmm.
with, big time. Like, both feet. Like, you know.
You should be prepared. If I was in this, I would train for a marathon. Because if you get to the end, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just think about if you were in shape to run a marathon going into this final challenge, the advantage you would have on everybody else. Be nothing.
Yeah, everyone talks about, like, how they train for this show. The only training I would dedicate everything to fucking cardio. Like,
yeah, they're all doing roids and stuff.
All I need is stamina just mm-hmm. to be able to keep going so my lungs aren't burning as I'm climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe quit smoking.
Yep.
I don't smoke, but I know that a bunch of the people on this show do, and like, what the hell are they thinking?
Mm-hmm. Well, after the kayaking, Paul and Evelyn were first, and Johnny and Tyler were first, so we'll have to see how it plays out.
What place were Mike and Leroy in? They were second, right?
They were third. Johnny and third. Kenny and Wes were second.
Even with their boat being backwards. Oh, God, Mike and Leroy, get your shit together. Mike should just lay down. Once they reach land, Mike should lay down in the boat and let Leroy pull him over land.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was, I would say, a pretty good episode, although a very, very mixed feeling kind of episode.
Yeah, very melancholy for a good portion of it.
I really was in it. It's funny because CT and Adam, they were the favorite going through, but they were also the underdog because they were trying to get, like, everybody was against them, and I really wanted to see them destroy at the end.
Same here. It's crazy how what's frustrating with the show is that the underdog almost never fucking wins. And I don't know. I guess that's life. But think about it with like Kellyanne and Sarah in that.
That would have been a great win.
That would have been great. And CT and Adam, that would have been great. And like
Landon and Carly were kind of the underdog.
You know what? You're right. You're right. That is the one glimmer of hope.
Kenny and Laurel. I mean, think about that. Those two teams. Kenny and Laurel should have beat the shit out of them.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, they're the one glimmer of hope
mm-hmm.
for this whole goddamn world.
Yep. So next episode, we got some kind of wheelbarrow challenge where they have to do something with a wheelbarrow, and then there's a vomiting challenge, or well, an eating challenge that goes into a vomiting challenge, and then we have Wes on the ground screaming because of his cramps, his period cramps.
The fact that there is, like, I know I've made fun of how they did eating contests in the past, but the fact that there is an eating contest in this final where two of the people have, like, fucking stomach viruses and have been puking and shitting all night.
I didn't even think about that.
That is amazing. I wonder, like, was that the plan from the beginning? Or, like, halfway through the night, they're like, two of these assholes are fucking throwing up. Get the cook into the jungle and tell him to whip up something truly disgusting.
I forget who was talking in the preview, but I think it might have been Laurel saying she felt really hungry, so she was happy to have the eating challenge. But it looked like they were eating some kind of intestines or something, so probably not going to be the greatest.
I remember in previous finals, they would oftentimes do eating, like an eating station where you had to like fill your stomach with the local cuisine, and some of it looked pretty goddamn awesome. Like, I remember there was this one where they were eating all this Mexican food, mm-hmm. and it was like, wow, if that wasn't covered with flies and I didn't see that one guy just throw up into that bowl, that would look pretty damn sweet.
Did you ever watch The Amazing Race?
No, I've never really been in on that show.
Well, it's pretty good. I've never watched an entire season either, but it's a pretty amazing show. I mean, it's The Amazing Race, but it's what they put together as far as like how they set up all this shit all over the world, and it's pretty fantastic. It just made me think of it because they have tons of eating challenges on that show.
Yeah, I've heard that it was good. I mean, doesn't it like win the Emmy like every year for?
Yeah, I think so.
Reality series or something like that.
It's on at the same time as something else that I watch religiously, so I think that's why I never got into it. I can't even remember what it is. It might be Dexter or something. But, yeah. Anyway, did you watch Jersey Shore last night?
No, I missed it last night.
Oh, it was a good one.
Really?
I didn't watch it last week. For some reason, my DVR didn't pick it up, but...
Yeah, my DVR fucked up this week, too. That's kind of why I didn't catch it. But but I'm certainly going to see
it. My DVR is fucked. Last night it was recording Law & Order SVU and it wasn't like a series recording that was set up by someone before I lived here or something. It was just recording that. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's a ghost in the machine, Jordan.
Apparently. Or else someone's fucking with me and I don't appreciate it.
I guess they're sick of seeing the challenge in Jersey Shore filling up their hard drive.
I guess so. But anyway, there was a pretty funny situation with some twins that the situation got into. And also next week is the Situation Ronnie fight. Although I suspect that the fight is going to be at the very end of the episode, and then we're going to have to wait till the week after next
to
go to the hospital.
Of course. So tune in 2 weeks from now
mm-hmm.
to see that Jersey Shore fight. It's going to be epic.
Mm-hmm.
That like I'm going to be on the edge of my seat for that. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
We haven't seen Ronnie put someone to sleep in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and can you guess what the most predictable thing that could have happened on Jersey Shore would be? And that's what happened this week. Guess.
Ronnie and Sammy back together.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Yep.
Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
Can't fucking believe it. Like,
I want to be with you. I love you.
If I were the producers, I would have Ronnie's friends on the plane already, like, heading to Italy just to, like, beat the fuck out of them and get them, like, set them straight.
At the beginning of the episode, Ronnie was talking about flying all these chicks out to bang him while he was out in Italy.
Which is kind of cheating. Like, that's, like, if you can't just get it together and, like, find some people in the location that you're at,
mm-hmm.
like, no wonder you have to keep going back to Sammy.
Well,
like. Does Ronnie just not have game? Like, do we not realize that Ronnie has no game, and that's why he keeps going back to Sammy?
I don't think that that's necessarily the case, but we're on this season. We're finally kind of getting some glimpses of the fact that these people are rich and famous at this point because they meet up with these twins who are Americans, and you can tell they recognize them and they want to party right away because they know it's the situation and they know it's Vinny and stuff, and also. Ronnie flying out these chicks. You know Ronnie from season one couldn't afford to fly out anybody to Italy.
That's true. Ronnie is using that, what's that weight loss program he's on?
Or he's, yeah. hydroxy cut or something.
Ronnie's using his hydroxy cut cash to fly out chicks to Italy.
Oh yeah, they have the worst endorsements on that show. Like, I don't know who their agents are, but there's a new Sammy and I think JWoww commercial where they're it's not even 5 hour energy. It's like 6 hour energy plus or something like that. It's a different company, but they're on that commercial. So
7 minute abs, ladies and gentlemen.
It seems like one of those guys should have one of those Chuck Norris.
It's crazy. The endorsement wise, it seems to be, I don't know. Like, clearly the situation isn't dealing with that shit because he's got his own things going on. Like, but like in terms of endorsements, is Snooki in the lead? Like, I mean, Ronnie's got hydroxy cut.
As far as overall success, I think the situation is probably situation or Snooki would be at number one, and then Pauly D.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
He's opening for Britney Spears. He's got to be making some coin off that.
Opening for Britney Spears. What's that like? Mm. Like, what's he doing? Is he just playing the...
He's playing the records, I guess.
Which records?
Mm. The best of Ted Nugent.
Her records? Like, the records that that she's about to sing?
It's unclear, but I saw some YouTube video where she like incorporated him in the show later on, where she gave him a lap dance or something, and he seemed like he was loving it.
Well, I guess you kind of have to if you look bored with this over the hill mother of two grinding on your lap. I should cut that. It's not going to win us any lady fans.
that about wraps it up, I guess.
I guess so. A few things. Did we discuss last week how people should tweet Derek?
We did not.
We didn't.
Although you have an in to fucking Mark Long, and you're trying to get people to tweet Derek, but, you know,
yeah,
I guess.
Because Derek, you know, Derek's got his podcast. Like, he's...
Mark Long's been on there a bunch of times.
I know. That's true. But Derek, you know, clearly is familiar with the podcasting game. He knows that it's not going to be a... yeah, you're right, Mark Long would be a get-to. But Derek has been on the challenges more recently. So.
All right, fine. Well, do you want to give out Derek's Twitter handle?
I think it's just Derek MTV.
How do you spell the Derek?
What?
How do you spell Derek?
I think it's Derrick MTV.
All right. So everybody tweet Derek and confirm that before you actually tweet him.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure these people all already follow Derek on Twitter. So.
Yeah. So just tweet him and say that we want to do an interview with him and tell him to... or does Derek's got to have some kind of contact email for his podcast, doesn't he?
I went looking on that on the website.
Well, we know he does some interviews on Skype, so I'm just going to type his name in here, and maybe he's just online. Derek Kozinski, and it is Derrick. So I'm going to type it into Skype and see if he has a Skype thing. Find this person, please.
We'll just Skype him right now. It'll be like an ambush interview, like 2020 or something.
Oh, no matches found.
Well, yeah, anyway, so... You know, if you want to hear Derek on You Killed It, which I think would be a lot of fun, because I have some questions I've wanted to ask him for goddamn years.
Mm-hmm.
Years, people. So just tweet Derek. We'll all try to get him on the show. I tweeted him. He didn't respond.
I'll throw him a tweet.
So yeah, that would be cool. Other than that, you know, review us on iTunes.
Yep.
That's always fun.
And once again, email us, youkilledpodcast@gmail.com. Haven't checked that in weeks and weeks, but...
I checked it earlier.
All right. And...
flooded with emails.
Of course.
Flooded.
Of course. Then like us on Facebook.
So, yeah. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then tune in next week for,
season finale.
Season finale
of You Killed It.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
And with that, I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Have a good one.
See ya.